Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and the Spur. Time for our monthly update from Lincoln County School District Number 2 and Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today joining us during the summertime. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Duke.
Yeah, the superintendent's job and a lot of the district office jobs just go all year, don't they?
Yeah, we're on year-round contracts, so it's part of the gig. So
part of that is because things go all year round, of course, for the school district, even when school's not in session. That includes expansion projects, and Afton and Osmond Elementary is underway, correct?
Correct. So Duke, 5 years in the making, but we've turned dirt, and the three classroom addition to Osmond Elementary is underway, and the 8 classroom addition to Afton Elementary is underway. So we anticipate those projects being wrapped up roughly a year from now. Maybe Afton's will take just a touch longer, but super excited and exciting times.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's been a long time coming. As you said, it's been a long process to get this happening. And what kind of impact is this going to have during the school year as construction is going on and students are in the buildings?
So that's a really good question. We hope that major things will take place this summer out, obviously tying into the existing buildings and whatnot. So when we come back in the fall and throughout the 22-23 school year, we anticipate that the major impact will obviously be to the playground areas at both Afton and Osmond. So the areas will be fenced off, and principals and teachers and staff have plans, and so it'll work.
Now, one of the reasons this was pushed back was because of supply issues and rising costs of everything. This project was originally approved by the state a while ago. Did it have to get reapproved with the rising costs and the added expenses? What was that process like?
So that certainly added to the length of the process. But once we went to bid, after we were planned and designed, then the bids came in, and a little over $3 million we were over budget and between the two projects. And so we worked with our local legislators, Representative Simpson and Senator Dockstetter, and they were able to work some magic and get some other legislators to help them. We very much appreciate their efforts, and we got the additional funding during this last 22 session. So we did not have to rebid. Our plan and design teams, architects and engineers, were willing to hold the bids and for 60 days, and so we're moving forward.
Speaking of facility improvements happening right now also at Star Valley High School, is the brand new turf on the football field. That's also a long time coming.
Yeah, so that turf has served us for 15 years, and it was starting to get to the end of its life cycle, and so we're super excited about the new design, and I think people will absolutely love it. But you're right, and if any stakeholders or patrons are interested, there's rolls of turf, the old turf down in the parking lot next to the concession stand at Star Valley High, and for the next week or so, people are welcome to stop in and cut them off a piece of turf or go get what you want, as long as the company's still here working on replacing with the new turf.
A lot of special moments happen on that turf.
Be
cool to have a little piece of it.
So there's alumni and current football players and students and whatnot. I've seen everything from student athletes, students cutting out bed liners out of turf to floor mats for their vehicles. I mean, yeah, there's been some great creativity come out of this. So some people have taken it for floor of chicken coops. So come get you a piece if you want.
It works.
It's dang heavy. The rolls are in about, they weigh about 4,000, 2 ton. So it's not for the faint of heart, but bring a utility knife if you'd like and cut you off a little section.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio from LCSD number 2. Also, speaking of construction projects, the construction class that's being taught at Star Valley High School sounds like they're off to a good start and ready to keep rolling with that.
Yeah, so I think we've talked about this in the past, but we're very appreciative of Rod Jensen and the Bank of Star Valley. It was pretty much Rod's idea, to be honest with you, and we've got everywhere from accounting kids involved to to our building construction, but the construction class was able, under Mr. Madsen, was able to get the foundation in for a home that they're going to build during the 22-23 school year. So starting in late August, early September, we'll be willing, or we'll be out there, and the class will be starting to frame. So pretty awesome project, and again, very, very generous of the Bank of Star Valley, and huge shout out to Rod and his crew at the Bank of Star Valley.
And once this is completed, what will be done with the building, the structure?
Well, that's still up for negotiations, and we're looking at all different options. The LCSD 2 Foundation, under the direction of Tim Hell, is actually going to own it, and then just to work through all of the legalese and whatnot of it. But we have some different options that have been presented by Rod from the bank to, you know, we may rent it from the Bank of Star Valley and let a teacher live in it for a few years. We may sell it on a restricted deed. There's a lot of things that are being considered.
Sure. Well, what a great opportunity, though, for the students. As you mentioned, from the ground up, they're involved in the accounting process, the building process, the planning process. I mean, they really get hands-on from start to finish.
Yes, it's just an amazing opportunity for students, you know, across multiple disciplines. But, you know, our community's really coming together. We've got different contractors that helped, like, with the cement and the forms, and really stepping up to the plate and helping teach the kids in a time when they're extremely busy, and, you know, the almighty dollar could be made in a different way. But you know, we very much appreciate the generosity of our community.
Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning from LCSD number 2. What every parent wants to hear, Superintendent, is school starts in, 2 months?
Sure. Yeah.
Every parent and teacher is just excited about that.
I sent an email to staff a week or so ago that said we'll be welcoming you back in 9 weeks, I believe.
Jeez.
Wow, that's a little rough on some of them. But in light of all the ice and frost in the mornings, it kind of has a fall feel to it already.
It does. It never left, did it? Superintendent, thanks for your time. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.